This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1245. Are you adulting today? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes native speakers use words in weird ways. Today, find out some funny ways that we turn nouns into verbs and find out how you can stay rooted in a conversation when you hear them. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, what is going on? What are you up to this week?
What is going on? Well, I'm moving. I'm moving Sunday, so that's super exciting.
That's so exciting. Congratulations on your new place. Is it far from your old place, or like what's it all about?
It is not that far. It is maybe like a 10-minute drive from where I am now, but This is our own condo. Like, yay. I signed all the papers yesterday, and you guys, I cannot tell you, like, the excitement and the pride, and like I am a adulting this week.
Yeah, you are
like
adulting.
No other.
Oh, I love that you just used the word adulting. That is fantastic. Guys, today is going to be a super fun episode. We are talking about how natives do weird things with words, right, Jessica?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's super annoying, but I'll get into the annoyance side in a second. But this idea of taking the noun adult and turning it into a verb, mm-hmm. I absolutely love. I think it's like quite a recent trend, actually, but I hear natives say it all the time. Do you ever say like, oh, I'm so tired of adulting?
You know what? I personally don't use that word, but I'm very aware of it. And I think about it every time I hear it. I think about it. I think, oh, wow, that's interesting. Like, this is a fad right now. You know, this is something
totally
people say.
Is.
I love that. So guys, today we're going to give you 4 or 5 examples of how natives do these weird things with words. And the first one is adulting. I mean, this is great.
Yes.
What does this mean? I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, right, Jessica?
Totally. So adulting is like taking care of any business that you have to do as an adult, like really admin type things as mm-hmm. well, or just mm-hmm. like taking care of the stuff that kind of makes being an adult suck when you're mm-hmm. talking to a kid. Like, I always hear parents talking to their kids about this. Sometimes I talk to James, like, which I try not to. Even when I hear myself talk like this, I don't like it. When I'm like, you're lucky you're a kid. You don't have to pay bills and da-da-da-da-da. And like, it sounds so terrible. But yeah, so adulting. Yeah. And this week for me, adulting is super positive, right?
Yes.
Like achieving something, like owning a home is amazing.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's
some
huge.
Days it's annoying.
What would be an example of something when you're adulting that's really annoying to you?
Oh gosh, like, let's see, trying to take care of like a problem with a bill or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You get your cell phone bill and there's a charge on there that shouldn't be there and you have to call the company and do all this stuff. Like, that's when adulting is not fun.
Completely. The other day I was trying to buy tickets to go to Disneyland. I decided not to go in the end, but somehow my credit card charged it like five times. And now I have five charges for tickets to Disneyland that I have to go and get refunded on my card. And
that
is adulting.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Disneyland is so pricey. That's
really
like $1 billion for five tickets.
No, that's okay though. That's okay. We didn't go. We never got a confirmation. So we're good. But these are the things obviously that we have to pay attention to, paying our credit card bills, getting insurance, you know, following up with insurance companies. This is adulting, right, Jessica?
Oh, yes. Guys, if you want to spell the sound blech, because I do in my text messages, BLEGH. That is when you text a friend about an annoying adulting day. You could use that word. So it can be annoying, right, to hear other people use words like this. But guys, natives, we love to play with the language. And the reason why we're talking about this today, first of all, it's fun. But second of all, I think it could be very confusing for non-natives because you're like, that's not a verb. What is that person talking about?
And I mean, that's the whole point. We're trying to give you guys the skills to connect in that moment and to stay rooted, right? You are okay. If you hear that person use a word, a noun as a verb, it's okay. Hang in there and you'll be ready because you'll have listened to this episode. I love it.
Yes.
So, okay. So, but speaking of adulting, I mean, sometimes, just one more note. When I adult, quote unquote, it can also be kind of like a sense of mindfulness when I take care of things, almost like a sense of mastery over my life. Like, it's annoying to do these things, but when you take care of it, you pay all your bills, you know, it feels very like kind of mindful, like a sense of clarity in my mind when I take care of those things, you know?
For sure. Oh, yeah. If I have a bunch of adulting tasks on my to-do list that day and I could cross them all off, when you cross that last thing off the list, the sense of relief
it's great.
An achievement is amazing.
Yeah. And that's a whole nother episode, honestly, that we could do about the task list and American culture. I mean, I think that's very, very cultural. You and I are super into our task lists.
Oh, my gosh. So many lists.
Big time. And it's so cultural. But we'll talk about that another day for sure. So what else?
Well, Lindsay, you are Airbnb-ing right now. Oh, and just a note there also, I just realized we often like put not often, but sometimes put it after it. Like, we're Airbnb-ing it this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Oh, I feel like that deserves a whole nother episode, too, right? Saying the it at the end. Guys, to be continued. You know, keep listening to the show. We'll get back to that. But yeah, we do. So when we first got on the call today, Jessica, I said, hey, you know, I'm in Silver Lake. I'm Airbnb-ing it this week, right? So what the heck? I mean, what am I doing? What does that even mean?
So you're staying in an Airbnb, but how much cooler does it sound to be like, I'm Airbnb-ing it this weekend, instead of like, I am staying in an Airbnb. Like, one is super mechanical and one is very native.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we just had our webinar on how to be magnetic in conversation, and this is another way to do it, guys, to play around with your language so you don't start to sound boring and like a student, right? I mean, that's
totally
the key.
And perhaps another benefit of this is to get you guys out of the perfection mind zone, right? Like, trying to like shake things up in your head, like, it's okay. Mm. Like, nouns or verbs are like, just play with it and don't worry about like always being correct. Because as you're hearing today, guys, the things we're saying are not correct grammatically.
Right. Yeah, just think of it as more of an art, less of a science.
Yeah.
That's how I think of language. I mean, it's a mix of both, right? But I think it's an art. The art of connection, right?
For sure.
And so I'm Airbnb-ing it. Why am I doing this? Because we are still trying to figure out whether we want to stay in LA, right? So this week we are in Silver Lake, which is supposed to be one of the better neighborhoods in LA, one of the kind of hip neighborhoods. And so we're just, you know, we're staying in an Airbnb and we're checking it out. We're seeing if we like it. So yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. The ongoing saga.
Oh, the
Lindsay
saga
in LA.
Where am I going to live? Where is my home? Right?
Oh, gosh. Is it, I'm sure the listeners have best thoughts for you, Lindsay, that you guys will find the perfect place.
I mean, we'll definitely keep our listeners updated. I mean, at this point, there's a chance we might even end up in Colorado. So, geez, it's up in the air now. But that's okay, guys. Don't worry. We're on the show 4 days a week, and we'll keep you updated.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, Lindsay, perhaps, you know, if you guys are feeling stressed out, maybe you should go brunching.
Go brunching. Actually, that's funny because I was thinking we were going to avoid the places where people were brunching. To be honest, I mean, what is brunching? What are we talking about here?
Brunching, of course, is to have a brunch. So brunch, guys, this is also like a play on some words, right? A combination of breakfast and lunch. And like Lindsay said, there are a lot of neighborhoods and, well, all of Portland where brunch is super trendy. Has been for years at this point. Oh. But people do talk about their brunching on the weekends and who has the best mimosas Bloody Marys in mason jars. That's a thing that happens here.
I mean, you can't see me right now, but I'm rolling my eyes in a major way. I'm sorry. I have issues with brunch. Number one, it cuts up your day, so you can't do anything for the whole day. Number two, I like to eat when I wake up, so then I feel awkward.
For like, sure.
What am I supposed to eat if I'm going to have brunch at one? I don't want to eat a big breakfast, but then I'm starving until one. And number three, you overspend every time.
Totally.
It's really expensive. Number four, you drink in the middle of the day, so you feel awful afterwards.
Oh my gosh. You have really strong, vehement
feelings
about brunch.
Yeah. Have you ever been a bruncher?
Oh no, man, because I have to eat as soon as I wake up.
Yeah.
Also, like, I wake up starving. That's mostly the reason I wake up, I think. And plus, like, I'm type 1 diabetic, so like physically, literally, like, to survive have to eat something when I wake up in the morning as soon as I get up. But yeah, it totally throws off my day because eating is a big part of my life.
Yeah,
but it has to come at certain moments. And if it's like 11 a.m. or I don't know, some weird time.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, I have to like rearrange my whole schedule around it.
Yeah, we're so similar in that way. Exactly. I mean, I also like to take day drive. Like, my ideal Sunday is getting in the car at 7 a.m., driving up to the mountains and hiking and then having a beer after and dinner, enjoying with friends, right? It's not like just staying in bed until 11, getting up, going to drink in the middle of the day. It's just, I don't know, these are lifestyle issues. But, you know, it tends to be that up and coming neighborhoods or popular neighborhoods have a lot of brunch spots, right? Brunch scenes.
Totally.
And
it's ridiculous. I think it's like a young person's game thing too. I imagine people in their 20s who do sleep until 11, who can or whatever, then that's fine. And then they also don't mind waiting in line for an hour at these places.
That's the other thing about brunch. I think we're just doing our checklist, but we'd like to know what you guys think. I mean, maybe some of our listeners are brunchers and they like to go brunching on Sundays. Guys, let us know. You know, come back to our blog or let us know on Instagram, right? Jessica, I think you're going to do an update on this day, right? On Instagram.
Yes. Definitely, guys. So if you remember last month, I did an Instagram post about ghosts because Lindsay and I talked about ghosts that day. So today, guys, check our Instagram feed. I am going to put up something really cool related to today's topic about this plague with words and such.
Yeah, I love it. Do we have anything else we can share with our listeners? Like one more example? I mean, something really annoyed you. A few years back. What was that?
So, So Americans, especially like people in marketing, I can think, they like to take, they like to take adjectives and make them nouns, like awesome or amazing. So I remember a few years ago, I was watching TV and a commercial for the NBA came on.
Yeah.
I know this is weird, guys, but I remember it like so distinctly. And the tagline was, "This is where awesome happens." And I was so annoyed. I was like, that's not a noun, you guys. And it just really annoyed me. But I think it does happen a lot with like awesome and amazing. Those two words are made into nouns. And oh, that bothers time. Me.
Oh, for sure. I mean, these are marketing slogans, right? I mean, these are catchy things that they want to sit. They want these things to sit in our minds, right? So that we remember them. And also the sports culture is just so big around, you know, these big words. Awesome, amazing, incredible, yeah. Right? So I understand totally. Why they did it, but it is annoying for sure.
It's funny what like what of these is annoying and what of these we actually use. Like there's no clear cut rule. Some we're okay with and some we aren't. Guys, I would love to know what of today's phrases that you don't want to use and you do want to use. So definitely check out my Instagram post from today, guys, and leave a comment and use the word that you like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, Jessica, that you'll be Instagramming on this pretty soon here.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yep. There's that. Right. Oh, my gosh. All the social media. Yeah. Instagramming. Facebooking. I hear people say that all the time.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And LA is a big place for Instagrammers, right? So I always see people, like I saw people over in Venice Beach. It was so crazy. There's one key place where Instagrammers love to get the shot. And so they'll literally run into the middle of the intersection when the lights and they'll take the shot. It's so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It is so crazy. Yeah.
That's dumb. I'm just going to say that's dumb. Like, don't run into traffic for a picture.
No, absolutely not. We do not do that. We don't risk our lives for our Instagram channel. But guys, come over and check us out on the Instagram channel. And Jessica, this has been a fun one today. Thanks for hanging out.
Super fun. My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.